This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 6, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. bankruptcy judge May Walrath orally granted a motion converting Eclipse Aviation's Chapter 11 restructuring effort to Chapter 7 liquidation on Wednesday. And by the time you hear this, that change is expected to be in writing and official. While industry analysts say a white knight is unlikely at this point, there is someone climbing on a horse to give it a shot. Aerospace exec Phil Friedman has formed New Eclipse Acquisition LLC, hoping to buy what's left off the courthouse steps and both support existing owners and resume production someday. A less ambitious, some would say more realistic attempt by Eclipse Services and Support LLC is backed by Linear Air CEO Bill Herp. His cooperative seeks to acquire just what would be needed to keep the current fleet flying. On Wednesday, two former Eclipse workers sued the company, seeking class action status and claiming there was ample evidence the end was near, which required Eclipse to provide 60 days written notice of their terminations under the Federal Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. After fighting mysterious hydrogen valve problems for weeks, NASA Space Shuttle program managers have given the go-ahead for a flight readiness review that's scheduled for today. They're expected to emerge with an announcement of an official launch date for Discovery's STS-119 mission. The tentative date is this coming Wednesday at 9:20 p.m. Eastern Time. The crew has already entered quarantine to make its final preparations. And if you're within 50 miles of the Kennedy Space Center, make sure to have the lawn chairs out for what will no doubt be one of the last nighttime shuttle launches before the fleet retires next year. It's an incredible spectacle. It's now been 11 months since a Florida pilot and businessman went missing from Lakeland Linder Regional Airport in Central Florida, and the FBI is asking the public's help in finding out what happened. Robert Wiles was last seen at 6:30 p.m. April 1st, 2008, at his workplace at the airport. His parents told authorities they received a ransom note 2 days later and followed its directions, but have heard nothing since. No one has come forward despite a $10,000 reward. During an interview this week with the NBC Today show, former FBI profiler Clint Van Zandt theorized the perpetrator knows family details. He added, quote, "It's unusual to have a kidnap for ransom in the United States. The FBI's good at this, and they usually solve them," unquote. Just when antitrust exemptions appeared to be giving U.S. domestic airlines a way to compete worldwide, a protectionist amendment threatens to turn it all back. The Financial Times reports that Minnesota Congressman James Oberstar, a Democrat and chairman of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, got a very cool reaction last month to his bill, which would impose tougher standards on airlines seeking antitrust immunity. So now he says he'll try and add it as an amendment to the FAA reauthorization and funding bill. Representative Oberstar claimed the alliances are eroding airline competition on international routes. He wants all current alliances sunsetted after 3 years for review by the U.S. Department of Transportation, a study by the Government Accountability Office to assess the effects on consumers of the antitrust waivers, and new DOT rules developed in response to the findings of the GAO. Oberstar's February bill got very little traction, but the attempt to attach it to the FAA reauthorization bill is expected to draw a serious response from the airlines. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Northrop cuts 750 positions in California. Could Eastern Airlines be coming back? And U.S. Airways says it won't be driven out of Logan International. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's the fourth and final installment of Jim Campbell's discussion with Vern Rayburn. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.